Hello and welcome. I'm Alan Hargraves and this is Recharge on Air. Are you struggling with tough times out there? Perhaps you might try just some simple leadership ideas. You know, taking off on a short flight 20 years ago, our plane lost part of its landing gear. There was a loud explosion, the aircraft listed violently. We knew something was wrong, although we didn't know what. Within minutes, the pilot explained the next move. He would circle the airport while the debris on the tarmac was examined. Engineers with binoculars would assess the state of the undercarriage as we flew over the airport, and he promised an update shortly. I can't stress how comforting it was to simply be told that he was on it. He was calm and he was initiating a process. We were no longer quite so much in the dark. His next broadcast was both good news and bad news. The starboard wheels had fallen off, but everything else was working. The plan? We would continue to our destination. We were already airborne and we had to land somewhere. It might as well be where we were going. The strategy? Emergency crews would be waiting for us. Cabin crew would make thorough preparations for an emergency landing. We would land on a nose wheel and the port undercarriage, and he was trained in such a manoeuvre. Our role? We ran through the safety instructions again. This time we listened. Most people asked for clarifications. Others diligently practiced specific procedures. By the end of the flight, I was a master at firing an emergency hatch. I wouldn't rate it as a stress-free flight, but I'm still alive. Everyone did what they had to do. The landing was scary, but ultimately successful. Maybe fortune had smiled on us as well. Former MIT professor Edgar Schein says up to 90% of an organisation's culture is determined by the behaviour of the leader, specifically what they attend to, how they react to critical incidents, and what sort of role model they portray. In my eyes, the pilot on that flight scored 100% in maintaining a positive culture in critical circumstances. Often today, it seems the wheels have fallen off the world economy. There are a lot of worried travellers around. Whole nations off are close to bankruptcy. Business closures are up, retail spending down. Stock market volatility seems to be extreme. Small bounces in optimism quickly stop at a lower top and then head for a lower bottom. What can you do? How about you take a lead from our pilot? If the situation is critical, acknowledge it. Don't let the inertia of pessimism put you in the isolation ward. Assess the predicament rationally, then communicate it clearly and precisely. Make it clear you are taking action. Many of your people will be worried. Let them know you're on it. Then decide on your destination. Don't hold back. Be positive and definite. Together, you are going to get the business through this. And look to your strengths. You're already all airborne. What's working? If you have to land on only 2 out of 3 wheels, tell them that's what you'll do. And lastly, get everyone on board. Let people know you will need their help. There's a role for every passenger in a business. Collaborate to grow your options. Initiate action, no matter how small. Brainstorm ideas to let everyone participate. Taking action builds hope. These simple steps will maintain morale and avoid inertia. That's what leaders do. Help your team to help you. Go out of your way to encourage action and give sincere thanks for the results. And just as importantly, express authentic gratitude for enthusiasm. Like all recessions or booms or busts, they pass. They always do end and they move on. If your business is struggling, step up to the plate and be the manager. Calm seas don't make good sailors. To paraphrase comedian Jonathan Winters, if your ship is not coming in, swim out to meet it. I'm Alan Hargraves. This has been Recharge on Air. Thank you for listening.